Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they make me smile, and that's good for the show. See, the review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, and regarding the media, they make you grieve, and that's bad for your spirit. Life lessons for faith that we could actually use? Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because together, we're all trying to help one another get closer to Jesus, and that's good for everything. Wow. Also, Bible trivia for fake, and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We haven't known what we're doing for over 4 years. Why is that going to change now?
Not one clue.
Not even a clue. We have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, who knows what's going to happen 1 minute from now? God and God alone. And we don't care because he loves us and holds our future in his hands. But for the next few minutes, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. You know, that thingy like this. Name one thing in our lives that we need to do less in order to get closer to Jesus. Just one. Just name one. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That would be sad. Just reach out and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. But get ready, because actually, when you do call 972-445-0770, well, guess what? You'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like forging through the week without fear or discouragement.
Pretty good, Dave.
That's not a bad one right there. Also, you can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Been a while since I've done the professional voice, so here we go. Yeah, give it a try.
214-210-8483.
Yeah, it's still there, right? Okay, well, it's kind of there. You can also email us, david@youmustincrease.org. David. See, it's just David. Okay, it's not supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's just David. It's D-A-V-I-D. At, so that's the A with the goofy circle around it, youmustincrease.org. So you can email us live during the show. Plus, while we're doing the show, I want to tell you right now, I want to send you up to the website. And there's about 16,000 reasons why. Not that we need $16,000, although if that was the case, I would tell you that. Here it is, the bottom line. I want to give a quick update. On the website is the event that took place this last week, speaking at Murphy Road Baptist Church, in which it was such a delight. The people were fantastic. I'm just going to say that right out. They were absolutely fantastic. Doing the church service was great. They were fun. Pastor Paul was great. It was just one of those awesome, 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 incredible things. That's number one. Number two, big props to Roslyn and Robert, who coordinated the entire thing, gave people T-shirts. Oh, they were just the delight. They invited Noelle and I back over to their house. They gave us, we took a diet cheat day. So they did tacos and pizza. It's like, she loves tacos, I love pizza. And they were just and talking to Robert, it was so much fun because, you know, he's a very astute, intellectual, but faith-based person who gets the different theologies. So I had a lot of fun talking because you don't get that all the time, right? So they were a delight. I will say some of the highlights. It was, of course, my son and daughter-in-law coming. It was great to have them come and join us there. But seeing Al and Eric meet was classic.
Oh, wow.
That was great. And I was like, how cool is that, right? It was pretty cool. I'm just going to say that right now to you. It was cool stuff. And just having the chance, by the way, Mimi came there. And Mimi, she is so full of life and energy. She's always like, okay, well, you need to take care of me if something's going to happen down the road. It's like, Mimi, you have more energy than I do. She was just a blast. And I just want to thank everybody for coming out. I want to thank the church and all that stuff that took place. It was awesome. On the website is the whole sermon, but it does start about where the message is. And as you can tell, I did lose weight, but apparently not quite enough. One more full leg to go. That's all I can say. All right. So please check out the website. And then as well, on the website is a place to give. And if you think that we don't need that, you're nuts. So just go straight for it. If you can give, great. If you can't, then pray for us. Just petition the Lord on our behalf. Check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Look, look, look. Manamachu. Goopa noopa. Goopa noopa. Manatuto. Michimichu.
That's really only funny because in the very, very beginning, it kind of sounds like a dog, and then you figure out it's the Star Wars characters, and then Bert got out today, so that was fun.
When I heard it, it made me think about Bert, to be honest, Dave.
Yeah, and you know what? He got out today.
You need to get him a friend.
Oh, I know what I know exactly what I'm going to do. I want to do a hydro crypto freeze. Oh, sorry. I can't do that. All right. Somebody's on the phone. We're going to send them on through. They want to have a comment on what we're talking about, so let's send them through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary in Corsicana.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Did I hear you correctly? I was driving in from my house back to work, and I thought I heard you say what was the one thing that we need to do less of to get closer to Jesus? Is that what you said?
That is absolutely correct. I'm asking the question, and you got something for me? I want to hear it because there's a lot of people that do a lot of things. What do you got for us that we can do? And we should all be doing it to get closer to the Lord.
I have to confess because I put it on the altar, and you know how the thing about you put it on the altar, then you pull it back off the altar is fear.
Wow.
I'm trying to overcome fear. I pray, and I see the Lord do wonderful things. You saved my wife's life several times. She had double pneumonia and flu and was on a ventilator and nearly died several times, and the Lord brought her through. And then she had COVID. The Lord brought her through that. The doctor said she had 20% chance to live. I've been held at gunpoint and robbed and kidnapped. I don't even own a gun. And I've seen the Lord bring me through so many things, yet I still, for some reason,
Still struggle.
It's that panic.
Yep.
Panic reflex sometimes, I guess. I don't know.
First of all, that's totally fear. First of all, wait. Thank you for being a brother in Christ and being honest. You know what? Because a lot of people wouldn't do that. And so there's other people who are listening to you right now and going, yeah, I go through that. But they might not have felt comfortable to share it. So I just want to thank you for that because that's true.
Well, I don't take any anxiety medications here either. I've never wanted to. So I don't do that.
Well, I'm going to pray over you, if that's all right. And one of the things we talked about on Sunday during the message was the enemy using fear against us. And so one of the things that I did, although there's going to be somebody out there who's going to say this, I'm going to kind of stop it before they say it. So there's like people go, there's 365 fear knots in the Bible. No. There's 100. There's 144. Okay, I'm just making sure everybody knows. Okay, that's number one. Yeah. Number two, David said something interesting, and it's not just, oh, you're just going to do this. It's the end of it, but it's helpful. Okay, it's not perfect, but it's helpful. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So it does come down to sometimes there's this moment between the enemy trying to drop it on you and you making the decision, I'm not buying
decision,
that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm just, you know, God didn't give me a spirit of fear. So why do I want to have one kind of attitude? So, but I want to pray over you if that's all right.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
That's cool. I want to confess something else. After she'd gone through that, well, I got one time here in Corsicana, like I told you, I was robbed and kidnapped, and I began to speak in tongues under my breath. And the night wound up being crazy, but I didn't get killed. And I thought I might get killed, but I didn't. And so I had this peace come over me. And so when I had this peace, I said, okay, God, thank you so much. I'm good. And then when my wife looked like she was dying, that peace, I collapsed like a little baby. And I thought later, was I trying to use that as a formula? Was I being proud and say, well, I got peace. I got peace. But it comes from the Lord, and I didn't really open myself up to the Lord at that time. I assume that's what I was, you know what I'm saying? Does
yeah,
that make any sense
yeah.
at all?
and I'll say this, and this is I think you might agree with this. You know, maybe it's pertinent, but when you're dealing with yourself and putting yourself in a place of not being afraid, that is sometimes easier than doing it on the behalf of somebody else who you're concerned about. Like,
yes,
you know, like your love for her and your concern may have been outweighing, and the circumstance was probably outweighing the faith. And that's what happens is fear.
Yeah.
Fear takes away from faith. I mean, that it's just fear is faith in the wrong direction, so to speak.
Right.
And it's like that happens to a lot of people. And your honesty, and we're going to pray, your honesty about it and the way that you're trying to talk about it and deal with it, that's, you're just going to help a ton of people. And as mad as the enemy is, you just helped blow a nice big hole in his kingdom. And that's good, too. Right?
Praise the Lord.
All right, let's pray over it. I want to pray over you. Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Father, we come before you right now. I lift up my brother to you. First, I thank you for a brother with courage, the courage to confess and to acknowledge. I mean, he doesn't know the audience maybe that well, but he knows in his heart he wants to do this right before you. And he's had great moments in it, moments that you've given him absolute and astounding deliverance. And then he's had other moments where he just doesn't know where it goes. And I don't know one person who hasn't gone through that, Lord, except for you, of course. And then, Lord, we're asking you, when those high points of fear come and attack him, that the power of the kingdom that established through the blood of Jesus Christ would prevail against the enemy's lies, and the power of the truth, which sets us free, would fill his mind and heart to enable him to stand firm. For you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, safe-thinking mind. And we ask you to manifest that in our brother's life and protect his heart. Keep his mind and his heart free from fear and let his faith increase. And when he's facing it, remind him who you are, where you are, and how much you love him. And give him the strength to stand firm in that. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. I love you, brother. I pray the same thing right back at you.
Thank you, bro.
I think we all in the body of Christ, we need to open ourselves up and let the Lord use us and tear all that stuff out of us so we can be used whenever he's getting ready to come, because it's got to be soon, right?
Yep. It's a lot sooner today.
Stuff and the only way we're going to make it, I mean, in the right way,
yep.
is to trust him.
Amen. Right. Great job. Great phone call. Great honesty. Love it. Love that you're a brother of mine in the kingdom of God.
Thank you, sir.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. You know, you just don't know, right? Did we say that right? I know somewhere we say this, right?
Pretty much we do, Dave.
Yeah, we have no idea.
No idea. Let God move, though.
Like, how could it possibly matter? We just want to do what the Lord wants, right? You know? I mean, come on. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
I was driving down I-30 yesterday, and it was stop-and-go traffic. There's, I guess, an accident up ahead. So I was putting along at 20 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour, and this little sports car would speed up and get right beside me, and then he'd fall back. you know, just kind of we're shuffling back and forth. He'd go and I'd go and he'd go and I'd go. And I just was watching out of the corner of my eye and just kind of mindlessly driving at 20 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden, I hear this little beep, 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 beep. And I said, uh-oh, what did I do? And I looked out of the corner of my eye, and he drove right up next to me. He had his windows rolled down, and he gave me a big old thumbs up. And I said, what's he giving me a thumbs up for? I was kind of expecting, when you have somebody honking at you, you're expecting something else, you know? And then I realized I have that bumper sticker on God created the universe. He can write a book. And then he just sped off. He slowly drove off at 20 miles an hour. But I just thought that was neat. That's the first time that anybody's really gives a thumbs up for a bumper sticker. Usually people that have bumper stickers, it's to hold their bumper on their car. But
I just wanted
to share that story.
That is an awesome story. First of all, it's really good that he gave you a thumbs up and didn't use any other fingers. So let's just say that's for sure. And then the other part about that is that that's cool because whether he's listening to the show or not, he agrees with you, knows that that's true. Hey, look, God created the universe. The dude can write a book. Let's just get that. Well, let's get that squared away, you know?
Yes. And you know what? He might be listening to the story, to the radio now.
That's exactly right. What a blessing. That's cool. And we do have those bumper stickers. So, you know, we only have so many, but we're going to do an ambassador program, and that'll give people an opportunity to put the bumper sticker on their car if they want to. And nobody wants you to do anything to your car you don't want to. But I really, really appreciate you sharing that story. And that is a great story. And see, every time we're in traffic, we think something bad's going to happen. Instead, hey, there was something good that happened. Somebody standing with you in the faith, perhaps a fellow listener saying, right on. Just right. That's the right target. I bet that blessed you at the moment, didn't it?
It sure did.
Yeah.
It sure did.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a great story. I mean, I love that. Oh, good job. good job in being an ambassador just by sharing that bumper sticker and just by proclaiming the truth. Some people will read that and they might go, I don't know, but it sure challenges a lot of people, doesn't it? It's like, you got to think that through, don't you?
The David Spoon Experience.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. And as with every penalty, you're sure to lose your goal.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We already got to know. We have no idea where we're going on this show. But we're going to do our best, each and every one of us, to follow the Lord, to get one step closer to the Lord. That is our goal. All right? I have some very interesting trivia questions. How's that? That's kind of a weird way to say it. So here's your first one. These are all from which book cometh this? Okay. So in all these answers, there's 66 books, 39 in the old, 27 in the new, and you know somewhere between Genesis and Revelation. You got to tell me which ones. Here is the first one. From which book cometh this one? From which book comes the phrase, the blind leading the blind? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. From which book cometh the phrase, the blind leading the blind? There you go. If you think you know, reach out to us. Let us know. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA. D stands for Draw Closer to the Lord.
Daily.
I will tell you right now that I've gone through kind of, and D and I were talking, I've gone through a little bit of warfare, a lot of warfare on Monday. I spent like 3 hours in devotions on Monday. It was a lot of weird stuff going on. So anyway, that's cool. Yesterday and then today was like, you know, how you break out and it's like, I feel like normal, or I don't know about normal because I'm not sure what that is, but feeling better. It's like spending time with the Lord in his word, in prayer, in fellowship is so, it is altering if you have faith that he is engaging with you. If you think he's just listening and taking your words and writing them down on some kind of transcription, you don't get what God is trying to do. He wants us to pull towards him. He wants us to spend time in him. He loves us. It's like, it's so powerful.
And Dave, on that warfare thing, I think it's so, we say it all the time, but it's so important that, you know, us and our listeners continue to pray for one another, because that warfare aspect is very real.
Very, very real. I mean, I just very, 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 very real. Okay? And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. You know, now, like literally in Michigan, if you misgender somebody, it's a felony and a $25,000 fine because they can't figure out how God knows actually how to create people. So anyway, that just shows you how far out it's going, right? I'm not going to be ashamed of Jesus' words. Lock me up. Take my money. I don't got any money. What do I care? And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. OPM, other people matter. And what it really means is that you're just aware and also taking some of your energy and pouring it into others. Not only will the Lord bless you for that, but you'll be fulfilling the commandments of Christ, helping other people, and you'll be spreading the kingdom of God. Like, great. And you don't have to. Here's the thing. I mean, I just want to say this because I had another chance to meet with Mike today, the gentleman I met with before. It doesn't matter if you guys agree on everything theologically. That's so absurd. Do you think that Jesus isn't bigger than specific theologies? Oh, my God. He's the Savior, right? He's the Lord. Okay, we'll just leave that there. So DNA, draw closer to the Lord daily, and never be ashamed of Jesus' words. Always be ready to serve. OPM, other people matter. From which book cometh the phrase, the blind? Leading the blind. Somebody is ready to answer the question. Let's give them an opportunity to do so. Send them on through. Wait, we are sending them on through? We're not sending them on through. See, you gave me a thumbs up, so I thought we were sending them on through. See, I don't know. Wes, go ahead, send them through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is the IRS agent.
What's happening, Urs?
Hey, you owed some tax money.
No, actually, you guys owe me. That's besides the point.
Okay.
How are you, brother? How was your weekend?
Good. It was good and laid back.
Good. You know, laid back is good. Sometimes little is good. You know, come you apart and rest a while, right?
Yes.
That's a big part of it, too. Okay, brother, got to answer the triv first. Here we go. From which book comes the phrase, the blind leading the blind?
I believe that was one of the IRS agents wrote the Gospel of Matthew.
That would be correct, Amanda! That is right. It is Matthew. Matthew 15:14, the IRS agent for the Romans.
Good, brother.
They might be ERS because it might be external revenues. Versus
yes.
Internal might be the big difference there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How are things going in general?
I think they're okay. Yes. Just praying for some stuff. So just pray with me. I believe that desire God has put it in my heart. So I'm praying. And if that's God's will, then I know he will provide and he will pave the way for me to do that thing.
Okay, let's pray over that. How about that? Let's do that right now. Father, Lord, this is our brother Samson, and you know what? He's not trying to do something wrong, Lord. He's trying to follow your ways. Thinks he's got maybe a handle on something you're putting on inside him, a desire to move forward in something, and he's trying to examine that. So, Lord, help him examine it. Help him see it. Help him understand it. If this is from you, then give him that strength, that confidence to take that step, even if it requires a step of faith. But if it's, Lord, if it's not from you, make that clear. All he's seeking, Lord, it's not a sign so that you can prove you're the Messiah. He's seeking you to know what direction to go to please you most. That I know is something you love, Lord. So honor him in this request. Honor him in this pursuit. And as he seeks you, which is your grace to give us that opportunity to seek you, give him the answers he's in search for. We pray for our brother. Bless him. Encourage him. Lift him up. Chase the enemy away from with the lies the enemy throws at him, and fill his heart with joy in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen, brother.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so a couple things I do want to say. I'll try and get to the teaching. Sure. No, I got a really good teaching coming up in the next hour. No, really good. Okay.
This was like the other day.
Yeah. This is lost. We are going to be doing some other interviews. Pastor Lash is going to be doing an interview. He's affirmed that or confirmed that he is going to be doing an interview in a text that he sent me. Plus, there's a couple of people that Roslyn kind of hooked up with. Plus, Dynamite D is somebody he wants us to interview. And in fact, we're going to be watching that movie this week. So just in case you know.
Oh, wow.
So
how cool.
Just to let you know. And then Eric asked me to watch something else. And we got different things we're doing. Here's what we're going to do. All right? Ready? Get ready. Ready? We're going to do our best. We're going to ask the Lord to bless it. But then we're just going to let him take care of the rest of it. Because I don't have the strength, the energy, the wisdom, the power, or anything independent of God to do anything. But in him, I can do everything. I can change my mind. I can walk in truth. I can walk in freedom. I can step back from the enemy attaching and attacking me on a regular basis. And I can enjoy my fellowship with God and with my brothers and sisters. And there's not one of those things that you can't do as well. So all of this is before us. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundant. Maybe we should come to him to receive it and receive it more abundant.
Wow.
There's a thought. Wow, that's painful. All right, we will actually take our break here. But now listen, I am teaching this whole next segment. Oh, that's what I'm telling the Lord I'm going to do. Sure. All right, anyway, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, if anybody gets offended at this, I apologize that you have no sense of humor. Okay. Like that? That's a good line. Bam, bam. All right, here's the first one. A pastor was leaving his area and was saying farewell to his congregation at the church door for the last time. He shook the hand of an elderly lady as she walked out. She said, "Your successor won't be as good as you." "Well, nonsense," said the pastor in a flattered tone. "No, really," said the old lady. "I've been here under 5 different ministers, and each new one has been worse than the last." Ouch. Ouch. But this is the one that's going to offend people, which is irony, right? Because that's more offensive than this is, and this is just too – and if you guys get offended at this, I – you know, take a week off the show. It seems there was a minister who had just all of his remaining teeth pulled and new dentures were being made. The first Sunday, he only preached 10 minutes. The second Sunday, he preached 20 minutes. But the third Sunday, he preached an hour and 25 minutes. When asked about this by some of the congregation, he responded this way. "The first Sunday, my gums were so sore it hurt to talk. The second Sunday, my dentures were hurting a lot. The third Sunday, I accidentally grabbed my wife's dentures, and I couldn't stop talking."
KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.